This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Joe Dancy, Executive Director for the Oil and Gas Natural Resources and Energy Center at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. Mr. Joe Dancy explains the biggest challenges for oil companies right now in the Permian, Eagle Ford, SCOOP, STACK, and other shale plays. He also talks about that sweet spot with oil prices in just a moment. Part of our exclusive interview with Joe Dancy with the University of Oklahoma's Energy Center right here on the Texas Oilfield Review. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Joe Dancy, Executive Director for the Oil and Gas Natural Resources and Energy Center at the University of Oklahoma College of Law.
One of the questions I get, you know, quite often as the Executive Director at University of Oklahoma, and when I talk on economics, is, you know, what is a fair price for oil? And you sort of mentioned it. Between $60 and $70 per barrel, I think most players in the shale plays, whether it be the Bakken, the Eagle Ford, the Permian, the SCOOP, the STACK, you know, wherever, the Niobrara, they can make a reasonable return and maintain a reasonable workforce at those prices. The problem is, Jason, and this is pretty shocking, when I went out in December to the Permian Basin and talked to some operators, and they took me out to some wells, they said, you know, it's still incredibly tough to get fracking crews. And because service companies, when it's $40 a barrel, those service companies, you know, really didn't make any money. They couldn't upgrade their equipment. They couldn't add people. They were laying people off. They were stacking. And now, as things recover, it's difficult to get the equipment. You get upgraded. The fracking, when you take the amount of horsepower, the amount of sand, and the amount of wear you have, and as the wells get longer and you're using more water and more sand, the equipment really takes a beating. It's like taking, you know, it's like taking your car and taking in a 500-mile NASCAR race, and, you know, when it's done, it's going to need some work.
To listen to the full-length interview with Joe Dancy with the University of Oklahoma's Energy Center, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire social media network at thecrudelife.com. I know we've mentioned it once before, but the Texas Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. And I thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff at the Texas Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.